Hello everyone, I'm Corey and we're talking manpower. Today, I've got a very special guest with us. I've got Miss Alyssa Buxbaum. She's a management analyst at the Resource Management Office for the U.S. Army Garrison Stuttgart. Miss Buxbaum, thank you very much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, tell me a little bit about your role here at the U.S. Army Garrison Stuttgart.
My primary role is to serve as the lead manpower analyst. So I primarily do your TDA, PBG documentation, and manpower execution, but also manage or assist with other programs such as DTA, travel card, program administrator, and manage the MICP program.
So outside of those very complicated and wide plethora of things, are there any specific types of projects that you work on or are currently working on?
Well, currently, one of my big initiatives is expanding to SharePoint and getting as much of our projects within our office and the programs out onto SharePoint to be more customer friendly. On the manpower side, we've really been working a lot on the FY19 TDA to include looking at various ways to get efficiencies, possibly doing consolidations, doing grade plate reviews, and also correcting some manpower models that have been documented. So the last year, that has been a project that's been evolving continuously.
So going back to that SharePoint thing a little bit, that sounds really, really neat. So why would someone in the garrison want to, why would they need to see these type of numbers and these type of documents and stuff?
Well, some of the stuff we put out, that we're going to put out there eventually to be more customer friendly. So if the information is out on SharePoint, you're reducing the amount of email traffic for starters. I know I'm getting emails from DISA daily telling me I'm over my limit. It makes it easier for the customer to actually get their questions answered. They don't have to call me or email me, go straight to that site. We can put documents up there, so we have processes like requesting to fill a position, and you have a form for that. Rather than emailing me, asking me the form, fill it out, email it to me, put it all right up there, then everybody who needs to see it can see it so that if I'm out, everything doesn't stop.
It's like cutting out the middleman and driving straight to that point there.
Exactly.
So what are some of the unique challenges to working at a garrison as opposed to some sort of a command overseas?
From my experience in terms of working with a command, I came from underneath AMC, command under them, and I've noticed that MCOM is a lot more, their MDEP managers are much more involved. And because of the visibility of some of the programs, the sexual harassment and substance abuse, there's a little bit more control than I was used to when I worked under more of a mission command. We also, within MCOM, we're doing more manpower modeling because, in theory, all of the garrisons should be offering the same services and have similar structures. But because we are OCONUS, there's uniquenesses which some of these models aren't taking into consideration. And I don't see as much manpower modeling being utilized in some of the mission commands. That's some of the different challenges and uniquenesses.
Seems like it gives you a little bit of kind of fun flexibility a little bit too when it's not completely rigid because you, obviously, like you said, you're overseas. So,
Yes and no. We've run into challenges because these manpower models don't take into consideration some of the OCONUS activities because, for example, vehicle registration does not happen in the States. You don't do passports for dependents back in the States. The State Department would handle that. So we've run into some challenges because we might lose authorizations because those functions aren't taken into consideration. We also, we have two combatant commands here. And when models or in funding and such are decided for an installation, it's based off of your Army customers, your Army, who's going to be there. But we have a very joint installation here in Stuttgart.
Right.
We are very purple with all services represented. So that's another challenge where we're going back and saying, but we're not just Army. We need more resources here. We need more help here because we've got two combatant commands.
So what are some of the, talking about Germany specifically, what are some of the unique challenges and benefits to working working here in Germany?
Well, one of the challenges working in resource management in Germany or really anywhere overseas is that you need to take local nationals or host nation employees into consideration on a variety of levels. So when you're deciding your manpower mix criteria, you have another avenue to pull from, your local national employee. But when you're deciding if that position should be contract or DA civilian or local national or military, you also have to consider that, at least in Germany, the local national employees have a shorter work year. So the availability factor is impacted by choosing a local national employee there. And also security issues. Does that position require clearance and things such as that? So while it's another resource, there are things that need to be taken into consideration. Additional challenges include the fact that you're dealing with additional currency. We don't do everything just in dollars here. So you have local national employees who get paid once a month, get paid in euros. We have contractors that we hire who are paid in euros. And the conversion rate needs to be taken into consideration for everything so that even a TDY voucher can be a headache to do.
Well, everyone, that's all we have time for today. Our conversation with Ms. Buxbaum will continue in a couple days, so be on the lookout for it on our social media channels. And until then, have a great Army Day.